Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am so excited to be back with you again this week and every week to help you let go of fear and get your life in gear. So we have a very, very exciting show today. I have a guest with me that I've been looking forward to having on the air ever since I started doing this show, so I am thrilled to have him here. We're going to talk about a subject that is near and dear to my heart, which is we're going to talk about the connection between personal healing and collective consciousness. How do we connect our personal healing process with what's happening in the collective consciousness? So, but before we do that, I want to take a quick second to do a shout out to a very special fan who wrote to me this week, and it's just an opportunity for me to say thank you. So I want to put a shout out to Helen in Arizona. Hi, Helen, if you're listening. Helen is just a beautiful light who contacted me in the last couple of weeks, someone who found my book in Barnes & Noble and wrote to me and listened to my show with Dr. Maura Conlon McIver from a couple of weeks ago. And I wanted to just shout out to her a thank you and to just put a plug in for my listeners to, you know, to really look for my book and listen to the show and look to Dr. Pat. You know, she wrote to me, Helen wrote to me that she had been feeling stuck in her work and has been thinking about writing a memoir for many, many years. And she has this amazing story of growing up in Southern California during the 30s and 40s. And she was in Los Angeles during sort of the birth of the Hollywood golden era. And she's writing a beautiful story about the emergence of that period of our country. And she was feeling stuck, and she found my book, and she's been reignited with excitement and kind of moving through her fears. And she's now going to be reaching out to my guest, Maura Conlon McIver, who is also a memoir writer, and they're going to connect to each other and support each other. And it's just a wonderful example of how we reach across the airwaves through the internet. And I'm just very touched by her note to me, and I want to encourage people, write to me, let me know if you're finding my book, if you're listening to the show, if you're getting value, if you have any questions. You can find me at www.jeffreyhull.com or www.life-shifting.com, and let me know what you're finding, what you're listening to, and what you're reading, and what it's how it's touching you, and if you have thoughts or questions, I'm here and I love to hear from you. So thanks, Helen. And now let's turn to our wonderful guest today. I am thrilled to have Dr. Michael Pacucci with me. Michael is a psychologist, a licensed psychotherapist. He is a 30-year master addictions counselor. He is a specialist in something called somatic experiencing. He's an organizational consultant. He's also a best-selling author. He's written a wonderful book that I've read called Ritual as Resource. He may tell us a little bit about that. He's also the recipient of a National Institutes Award on Health called the Outstanding Leadership in Research Award. And I could go on and on. But Michael is joining me today to talk about something that he's really an expert in, and that's the connection between personal healing and the emergence of a shift in consciousness that's taking place on a larger scale, on a collective scale, and we're going to talk about that. And as I bring Michael onto the call today, onto the show, I want to just put a plug in for this wonderful movie that recently brought us back together. And that's, if you haven't seen the movie 2012, it may be playing in your area. It was recently playing in New York, and I know it's currently playing in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We're back, and I am introducing my wonderful guest today. Dr. Michael Pacucci is joining me. Michael is a licensed psychotherapist and a experienced master addictions counselor. He's a expert in somatic experiencing and also the founder of a wonderful institute called the Institute for Authentic Healing. And Michael is really a specialist in this topic of the intersection between personal healing and collective consciousness. And we're going to talk about the rise of a new archetypal role for healing and our, on the collective level and how we can connect to that on the personal level. So hello, Michael. I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. It's so, so good to be here. I just want to, since we had that little tech bleep going on, let me try and be brief. In mentioning to the listeners the movie 2012, I just want to make a distinction for them that there is another movie, 2012, that was a popular release 6 months ago or longer. This is not the movie we're talking about. We're talking about a documentary called 2012, Time for Change. So just in case we don't want people to get confused. And by the way, on the internet, it's 2012timeforchange.com. If they want to see a little trailer of the movie and where it's playing, what city it's in presently.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for making that clarification, because I wasn't aware that there was another movie of the same or a similar title.
Yeah, but it was a typical apocalyptic thriller.
But
nothing at all like the movie that we're talking about.
Well, this movie, I think, is one of the, you know, you and I have known each other over the years, but your invitation to come to the opening here in New York that you were presenting was just an opportunity to reconnect with you and your wonderful work that you're doing. And, we were both very moved by the themes in this movie around this emergence of a collective healing consciousness. And I was so excited that you wanted to come on the show and talk a little bit about your background and how your individual work over the years is now, in a sense, kind of coming to fruition and showing up on a broader scale in these kinds of documentaries and these larger platforms. So maybe you could start by giving the listeners a little background on your work and the kinds of healing that you've been experienced in over the years, maybe a little bit of your story, and how then you came to be involved in, what you would call maybe this global shift that we're all experiencing.
Yeah, great. And again, to support the listeners and to be as brief as possible, there's much more extensive information on anything I may say on a website called www.theinstitute.org, no space. The Institute, T-H-E. So you can go there for more background information on both me and the Institute. And it's called the Authentic Process Healing Institute. Authentic Process Healing Institute. Just a quick background on me to set context is I'm one of those people, like so many of us, but some people tell me more so, who has had a life that by all outside appearances looks like a tragic life. I mean, I have, in shamanism, they may call these initiation experiences.
Right.
But I have just happened to have a life that has had more crises than most, including health, aside from early life stuff, including health crises. I have at least 4 or 5 predispositions to terminal illnesses, 2 different cancers, HIV, heart disease. I won't even mention addiction, since that's been in check for quite a number of years. Asthma. I mean, I have a number of conditions that I have had the grace, honor, and tumult of working through over the years. But even though on the surface my life may look like a series of tragedies, and it does, I feel like one of the most blessed people on the universe. I would not change my life for anyone else's, because I've learned so much in these processes, and because for whatever reason, by nature, I am interested in healing, and I'm interested in the human condition. As a matter of fact, I can't find anything more interesting to me than the human heart and mind and how we work. So that, you know, that has kind of propelled my journey, certainly in the last 30 years. I mean, I had a career change in my late 30s. And went into the helping professions. And from that point on, it's really been synchronicity and serendipity that have led the way. I mean, a lot of hard work, but in terms of finding my way, after healing from cancer having a near-death experience in 1983 was the same time that I changed careers. And from then on, it was just one thing happening after another that I showed up for and engaged when I was interested.
Let me ask you, Michael, do you think that the process of having to go through your own sort of series of crises and having to really do your own research on how to heal yourself has been, you know, really key to informing how you work with people in your practice.
Absolutely. It's been a key to how I work with people. It's been a key to how I continue to study and research. But also, I would say that I don't believe a person has to go through everything I went through to learn some of those lessons, or many of those lessons, because they're accessible, and if we just have a clear enough mind to see the world around us and situations around us, there are many, many inner and outer resources that we can access that are so much more available than even a few years ago. So I don't think a person has to go through everything I went through to end out in a similar place.
No, that's probably true. But on the other hand, there's a, you know, it's all relative. And that I think that there, it's safe to say, though, that we all have those moments in our lives where we come up against a stuck place where we feel like, you know, whether they call it the dark night of the soul or whether it's, you know, depression or whether it's a physical illness, but something that kind of takes us down, that breaks us open, that actually brings us up against the edge of our own ego and maybe our belief that we are immortal or that we are in charge. And kind of, you know, I find that in my own personal life and the ups and downs that I've had, that I look back and I think some of the most difficult moments have actually been those when I've really broken open to a new place of surrender and trust and wanted to learn, you know, beyond what I thought I knew, if that makes any sense. Like, it's an opening to new kinds of wisdom. And it seems to me that, so, you know, it's what we use those difficult times for that actually transforms our lives.
Yes, yes, I definitely agree with you. And I'm becoming more and more aware of what an important word resilience is, and how I believe as we move forward, both individually and collectively, the understanding of and learning how to improve our resilience, our ability to bounce back, our ability to not get stuck or stay stuck too long, is more available to us.
Yeah. What do you consider to be some of the key elements of being able to do that? To kind of reground and reframe and see perhaps some of the difficult times or the painful experiences we go through in life as opportunities. So are there specific practices or themes that you work with your people in your workshops and your retreats?
Yeah, there are many, but let me tell you one of my key core concepts, which isn't that different than many other healing modalities, but in my own perspective on it, is to, as quickly as we're able to, if we have declared ourselves on a healing journey or a personal empowerment journey, as quickly as we can to come out of or set aside conditioned thinking. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, that's what made it, interestingly enough, my research was originally on people in long-term addiction recovery. That's where I started in this field. But what has happened over time is we realized that people who didn't have primary addictions have been drawn to the work. But not only that, is we realize that we're all addicted. And at very least, we're addicted to conditioned thinking that no longer works for us and is often destructive. And if we can get better and better at the practice of suspending or putting that conditioned thinking aside, and learning how to tune into our bodies and the felt awareness in our bodies, often nature will lead us in taking the next step we need to take that will take us in the direction that will be more compatible with who we are and who we want to be.
Yeah, beautifully said. I mean, I think, and maybe I'm jumping ahead of myself a little bit here, but you know, when we get back to the theme that we, you and I talked about for this show, which is connecting the personal level of healing with what we see going on a collective level, I think that what you're pointing to is this idea that if we recognize that we're kind of in a trance individually, you know, we get caught up in our negative thinking or we get caught up in a depressed state as individuals, and if we look around, we see that happening on a collective level. And I think that's one of the things that was so moving in this documentary is that it was, you know, when you think about those, what's happening in the world and the planet and the collective consciousness, it's easy to get very depressed and see things as going in the wrong direction. But what this film pointed to was that there's around the edges, there's a waking up happening where people are, as you point out, kind of reconnecting to a deeper place, reconnecting to a different energy, and in some cases kind of surrendering to a healing force that's taking place. And, you know, around the edges, you know, in small ways, people are becoming innovative and there's breakthrough thinking around the environment. And what you were pointing to when we kind of put together the idea for this show is how what people have been doing, like yourself, over the last 20 or 30 years on an individual level is beginning to pop through on a collective level. And maybe you want to talk a little bit about what you're seeing in your work, because you operate on both planes, both as an individual practitioner, but also in doing workshops and retreats and keynotes and writing and seeing what's going on the larger scale.
Yeah. Well, let me ground it by going back to that film, 2012, the documentary again. And when I saw the first screening, even before the one I saw with you, Jeff, it touched my soul in a very, very profound way. And I wasn't even sure why it was doing that. I mean, I knew it was because, of the references to the 60s. How it honored the whole revolution that took place certainly in this country in the 60s and acknowledged that we were naive, because I was that was very much my life. You know, the 60s were my big cracking open, and went on to talk about how now we can look back at that time and see how it has influenced our culture in so many ways that we don't generally notice, but also that now we have elders. That's what we were lacking back then. There wasn't any wiser, older people who knew how to tell us not to use LSD as a recreational drug,
tell us that
free love is a wonderful thing, but you know you have to put some boundaries on it for health and safety reasons. Lots of stuff like that. But more to the point, or more to me, more fascinating, is after I left the movie the first time, I couldn't get it out of my head. Because it was like, well, what? There's more here. Why am I so taken by this? And then I realized it was something I'd been working with clients in workshops for a long time, but it gave me a new glimpse of this whole kind of no blame, no shame perspective. When I watched that movie, it told us how, in kind of a whimsical and real way, how we got to this moment in time in evolution.
Right.
And it did without blaming anyone or without shaming anyone.
Right. I love that. And we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, you know, I think what you're pointing to is that there's a really wonderful optimism in this film, touching on the point that we're in as a culture and how we can collectively become aware of the possibility that maybe we are healing and maybe things really are going to get better. So let's talk more about that.
Yeah.
So you are listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I have the wonderful Dr. Michael Pacucci with me today, and we will be right back.
Mm-hmm. Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
And we're back. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I have with me today Dr. Michael Picucci, who is a licensed psychotherapist and a master addictions counselor and a writer, best-selling author. And Michael and I have been chatting about this whole idea of a major shift going on in the collective zeitgeist, the collective consciousness. And, you know, we've been kind of, we were both touched by this new documentary out called 2012. And, Michael, just before the break, you were talking about kind of this point that we've, like, circled back around from the consciousness development and awareness that started to emerge in the 60s, and in some people, I think that sort of free love decade kind of went underground for 30 years. But given your history and your experience in the healing professions, I think what you're saying is that it's really alive and well, and now there are people like yourself that have been through so much and have a great deal of wisdom that are kind of back out on a broader scale and a broader stage, and there's people listening. I think maybe the world is ready for a new conversation. What do you think?
Well, yeah, oh, definitely, Jeff. And interestingly enough, those of us who are around from the 60s, my peers, people like Stanislav Grof and Jack Kornfield, and yeah, there's a whole series of people who I think that the way we're holding ourselves and social scientists are holding us now, well, they don't use the word elders, but I think we're space holders. You know, we're not the ones who are going to initiate the big changes. Hopefully that will happen softly, that need to occur for a better way of living for all of us. But just a quick side note, social scientists are very now predicting, based on all of their research, that the initiatives are going to come from people between 36 and 46 years old.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Like me. People like me will be the space holders and people who can help inform them and, you know, guide them or be feedback. But they're going to be the initiators. And then the people under 36 are going to be the powerful force that realize those manifestations, to take their initiatives and make them happen in whatever way they happen. It's really, to me, a very exciting thing to watch, and that's exactly what's happening in our institute right now. I mean, we, over the last year, have all of a sudden this new influx of energy, and not only energy, but perspective, that has taken the 30 years since we really evolved since 1985, but it's taken all the work we've done and the research and the books, it's taken it all and it's putting it in a new perspective that's more accessible to people. Our whole model of holism has changed. The essence of it is the same. What one's experience of what it is to feel whole in oneself, whole in being connected to the universe, to nature, to all other living things, that kind of connectedness that we all thrive for on some level. These younger people have put it together in an exciting way, and I can't wait to see how it continues to roll out in an organic way, which is just really beginning to happen.
Yeah, I think your point is very exciting. And what's interesting is that, you know, there's a in the sort of mainstream media and the mainstream culture, the last couple of years have been what most people consider to be a very, very difficult and painful time. And what I am kind of wondering is whether or not the recession has actually been a good thing. And you know, I hate to use that phrase, a good thing, but in a sense, it's kind of the breakdown that leads to the breakthrough. You know, you talked at the beginning about your own personal journey and how that you had been through many personal challenges that had led you to being on a healing journey and led you to be kind of humbled and having to reinvent yourself and heal yourself. And, you know, as you talk about the younger generations and the people that are entering their career, you know, in their 20s or 30s or early 40s and looking at sort of they're in the master narrative time of their lives when they're supposed to be making their mark. And, you know, what's interesting is that this whole evolution of our culture is being very money and materialistic and consumer-oriented. I think it kind of got broken down in the last couple of years.
It's already on its way out.
The good news
is that I don't think there's any question about that. You know, what that means or how it's going to look over time, I don't know. But there is no going back. We will never go back to the way it was 5 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, so some of the younger people have really decided to reevaluate what's important.
Winston Churchill had a quote.
They're connecting with people like yourself and the work that you've been doing over the last 30 years.
But, Jeff, if I could, just to go back to finish that thought earlier on the personal and the collective.
Yeah.
So one of the things that happened to me after watching that film, that no blame, no shame perspective on evolution, it was very easy to get looking at a big screen. And then I said, okay, if we can do that, if people can look at a screen and get that sense, then maybe we can just turn it around and look at us, look at ourselves.
Right.
And if we can bring a no shame, no blame perspective to where we are at this moment in our own evolution, and that includes the evolution of our ancestors and our parents and wherever it all took us, and the human race, and have a no shame, no blame perspective, all of a sudden things start to loosen up.
Yeah.
And an energy becomes more available to us for seeing what the possibilities might be. Where do we want to go from here? Now that we can accept where we are, and we're just beginning to, where do we want to go? Churchill had a wonderful quote that I love for some reason. It was, we build our buildings, then after, they build us. And we've built our systems, and we've built them all with our minds, you know, being excited about how utilitarian and wonderful our minds are. But somehow in that process of human evolution, we got carried away with ourselves. And we got carried away with how novel and smart we thought we were.
Right.
Until we've separated ourselves so much from nature that our very existence is endangered at this moment.
Yeah, I think what you're pointing to is this power, this idea that our mental faculties are, and the idea of the controlling ego, that it's like an individual level and on a collective level,
yes,
has really been broken open, and it's really humbling.
Yes, and as we allow that to happen, if we can allow that to happen, that's where I see this new possibility for open loop communication, where communication happens so fast between the personal and collective, is that we don't even have to put words to it.
Yeah, in fact, I wanted to key in on that with you, because one of your specialty areas is what we call energy psychology, and I mentioned at the beginning in your introduction that you do work called somatic experiencing, and I think a lot of this is about getting out of our heads and reconnecting to our natural core energies. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the work and the research that you've done in that area.
Well, I have been fascinated, really, with the mind-body and working through the body and the physiology since 1988, when I had a very awakening personal experience that way. So then I was driven to study everything that I could access.
Right.
And I've gained a lot in that studying over the years, but where it has taken me is that I have a felt awareness inside that there is a future that wants to emerge through us. All we need to do is to create the conditions to allow that to happen.
Right, that's beautiful.
And creating the conditions is not that difficult. And I'm not the only one. There are a number of other people out there and organizations who are creating the conditions and developing language to help people do this in a very easier way, including at MIT. I mean, this is not an underground New Age thing. This is being studied at some of the most sophisticated institutes that we have. MIT is actually working on, aside from a whole presencing program on how to be present to win is to be guided, they're also working on a transformation of capitalism. So
and that's ongoing,
so that we might be able to find a capitalism, you know, that actually works for people and not just for the wealth.
Yeah.
But that's really the way
it's
set up.
In fact, for the whole
set up now, and I'm not criticizing it. This is just the way we've evolved. This is the capitalistic system is set up really to feed the wealthy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're gonna take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this idea of the shift in energy, because one of the things that you're pointing to that they're now taking up in research institutions on a big way is reconnecting to some of the wisdom from the East and wisdom from the indigenous populations that are much more connected to nature, and, you know, that have been, for the last however many hundreds of years, have been marginalized by our culture, by our capitalistic culture, and that I think that we're getting to be reconnected and finding our way back to this wisdom in a way that is respectful and also that we integrate into our system. So when we come back, I know you have information around this. You're researched into a number of these different areas and energy healing modalities. So when we come back, let's dig further into that. You are listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we will be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching. Dr. J and expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hey, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch our announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I'm talking to Dr. Michael Pucci, and we were just before the break talking about the idea that some of the energy psychology that's emerging in a bigger way in our culture is actually reaching back into some of the wisdom traditions that have been around for thousands of years. You know, traditions from the East, then the Buddhist traditions with meditation, and the shamanic traditions from the Amazon and the Native American traditions. Michael, are you finding that these things that have been sort of on the fringe for the last few decades are actually finding their way more into the mainstream consciousness?
Yes, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, so I won't spend too much time on it, but if we just look around and see how many people are doing yoga and questionable. Now, that's not ready for primetime media for a whole lot of reasons, but I don't want to get sidetracked with that. But to me, there's a bit of a, I have to go to my visionary self a little bit here.
Okay.
Because I sense that what is evolving is something that is a fusion of these indigenous wisdom with our modern technologies. And we can't explain it yet because it hasn't quite happened yet, but it's like we're on the cusp of it happening. Because whenever I speak to people who are doing really interesting work, like Gene Gendlin, who developed focusing back in the 60s, and just people who are, you know, at the top of their own healing tradition,
right.
What they're all saying now is we need to be talking to each other, is we need to find a way to combine our wisdoms so that everyone can use them, and we're not all compartmentalized with these different wisdoms, because there's so much similar in them. And I don't know what that's going to look like yet, but every indicator tells me it's about to happen.
Yeah, I think what you're pointing to is this, you know, we're calling it the integration of the collective with the personal, and it's sort of happening on this scale that it's really beyond any one person totally understanding.
Yeah.
But the technologies, you know, we haven't even talked about that today, and we don't have time to get into it, but the internet, the web, and, you know, the fact that we can connect now with internationally with all different cultures on a larger scale, you know, hopefully there'll be some sort of breakthrough in an integrated way around bringing the healing modalities that have been from all these other traditions into our mainstream healing.
Yes.
I don't know if it'll make it into the media anytime soon. Certainly,
well,
like you said.
At some point, it's not going to have a choice.
Right.
You know, and again, I'm not saying that from a positional perspective, but, you know, the media, unfortunately, is stuck in linearity, which means it keeps repeating the same ways of doing things over and over and over again, even though everyone's sick of listening to them. But for a whole series of reasons, they're stuck there, and they're also stuck being financed by corporate dollars. As long as that's the case, we are not going to hear the news that doesn't make money on a corporate level.
Right.
It's just the reality.
But on the other hand, the good news is that there's media like this very talk show. You know, there's transformation talk radio that's happening that's sort of, you know, maybe it's a little bit on the edge or on the fringe right now, but people like yourself are going to have access to a broader audience, and it's sort of happening despite the corporate world, despite the mainstream, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But just to give, you know, we're talking about the evolution of healing technologies and so forth, and as you know, one of the technologies that I've evolved, I call focalizing.
Right.
Because it's a way of focalizing energy and whatever the matters at hand are. But it grows out of, like I mentioned, Gene Gendlin's focusing back in the 60s. It grows, and then on the shoulders of that was somatic experiencing, which was a trauma healing technique, a very elegant trauma healing technique that is almost pleasant to do. And out of that, focalizing came because it has its own unique distinctions, although it incorporates both of those two and things. But what focalizing is just simply a way to create, and it came out of my book, Ritual as Resource, is how it got refined. But it's a way where me and a client or me and a group, and all of our institute groups are this way, can create the conditions to suspend our conditioned mind, to suspend how things should be, and to allow something new to come through.
Yeah,
and
that newness
fascinating
comes
to do
from
that
a different place than the typical sort of left-brain cognitive having to have the right answer kind of approach, too,
yes.
Right? It emerges more sort of from the body.
And then it gets integrated into the left brain. But the left brain isn't stupid, and it's not our enemy. If something works, we'll buy in, and then it accelerates the process even more.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. It's not, like you said, it's not about a blame game. It's not about making our linear thinking wrong, or the sort of a collective traditional way we see things is wrong or bad. sort of staying outside of that story and crafting a new story using energies that are available to us all the time.
Yes, yes, yes. And multidimensionality. You know, there's no way we're going to get out of this mess, personally and collectively, in strictly the linear way that we've been taught to do things. And our mind can't grasp, how that might look because it hasn't been designed for that. The mind doesn't know the fabric of joy or creation, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I found that recently, if you look in the mainstream media like Huffington Post and all of those kinds of things, that there's a whole conversation brewing around what is happiness. And I think this is actually a really exciting development that in our culture, people are beginning, they're really questioning what we have thought of as happiness and what joy is about. And sort of reevaluating, and maybe it gets back to that population that you pointed to earlier, the younger population that's saying, happiness may not always be about having the right car and the right house and the right bank account, that it's about having a collective sense, an individual sense of fulfillment, of being whole, of being healthy, of being connected to nature, like regrounding in a whole different and maybe a way of being that we've lost over the last few decades.
Yes, I agree completely. And everything indicates to me that that is what's happening, as unpleasant as it may feel for some of us, during these times.
Yeah, so that's why, I think you and I walked out of that movie together, the documentary that we talked about, 2012, it's like looking at what of the world and the Aztec view of things, it's really very optimistic. And I'm very, very optimistic, and I know you are, that we're actually in the powerful, positive shift individually and collectively.
And if I may just throw in one more exciting thing from that movie that one of my old mentors was quoted, Peter Russell.
I only have a couple minutes, I'm afraid.
Peter Russell went through the various ages, like the Industrial Revolution and the Technological Age and the various ages that we've gone through. And if you go through them historically, what you will see is that with each age, the time between them became shorter.
Right.
And if you follow the science of that, right now, we could be in a new age, what Peter Russell says could be called an age of wisdom or something like that, in less than 2 years.
Wow. Well, I am going to let you, we're going to wrap up on that note because I am just so excited that you came on and talked to us about this powerful time that we're living in this wonderful opportunity that we all have to, I think, reconnect to our own healing and our own sense of wholeness, and to see that happening on a larger global scale. So I hope maybe you'll come back, because we just have to keep having this conversation. But, Michael, it's been the thrill for me to have you on the show. I want to remind everyone that you can find Michael at...
Let me give you two websites. One
okay,
is www... actually, the easier one to say is focalizing.com, focalizing, www.focalizing.com,
yep.
And theinstitute.org, www.theinstitute.org. I invite your listeners, if they happen to be close by, to come and join, be welcome at any of our events. On December 12th, we're having the 10th anniversary of the nonprofit that formed out of the people supporting my research all these years. It's a free event. You'll see it on the website. Come join us.
So join Good Michael
programs.
And join me. I'll be there. And Michael, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you all for listening. It has been a wonderful show, and I look forward to having Michael back. And I will see you all next week. Have a great week, everybody.